Could you tell that I had a lot of fun this morning with the puppets doing all the different voices? I love having conversations. You know, so it's fun to do two puppets. It's more fun to do a conversation with me and a puppet during a children's sermon, or other times when I have puppets. I don't like just bring them out at home and do that, or in my office. I generally don't do that. Most of you probably knew that Thaddeus could do all those impersonations, though, right? Raise your hand if you knew that. And it's because I, you know, say that he can talk like Kermit every time that he's here, right? That's why you knew he could do impersonations. Yeah, I figured that was it. I just wondered. And he does say usually that he hates it, but secretly I'm pretty sure he likes doing the impersonations. I mean, he agreed to do it today, and he looked like he was having fun with it today. So you can remember every time that he's here from now on, if you ask him to do an impersonation and he like says no, he's just kind of like egging you on and wanting you to encourage him a little bit. Just remember that for the future. That's just kind of how he does that. You know what I also love is, I love that the younger ones were paying such close attention to that. And then as I looked out there, it's almost, I know you know what's going on, but you're all kind of sitting on the edge of your seats like, what's going to come next? What voice is going to come next? That was kind of funny to watch. Like, oh, yeah. And even a few people going like, yeah, that does sound just like him. Wow, that's pretty... Not everybody did that. Rayburn, you weren't doing that. You were like, that's cute and that's fun, but I knew it was coming. Yeah, you weren't amazed. Talking in puppet voices, it's fun. Having puppets impersonate other puppets is fun. It's actually, you know, have you ever seen an impersonator? They're fun to watch. The guy who's on TNT, Frank Caliendo. Have you ever seen him? He's amazing. I mean, Rich Little was the one for many of our times. Rich Little was it, and he's still touring and doing his impersonations, but he's not super famous anymore. You know, Frank Caliendo does all of these impersonations, does them spot on, and they're funny. They make you laugh, and usually impersonations do, although sometimes there's a context that's wrong for it. There's a country artist named Brad Paisley. Raise your hand if you've heard of Brad Paisley. Sings a song called Online. Raise your hand if you've heard the song called Online. Online is where he has this pretend persona that when he's online, he can be anybody. He can be, you know, a surfer. He can be a football player. He can be a very sensitive person. And he puts on all these pretend things. Sometimes, but actually, I wrote a Bible study about that song that draws the distinction between fun impersonations and when the pretend turns into the real. Because pretend is good. Mr. Rogers taught us to pretend. Do you remember the neighborhood of make-believe was all about pretend? And there wasn't anything sinister or nasty or creepy about that. It was pretending to do things and pretending to be in another place and using your imagination, and the trolley would take us there. But in the Brad Paisley song, it starts to border on creepy, you know, where he can be anyone he wants online. And he doesn't do anything in the song that would reek of trying to be overpowering somebody or doing stuff like that. That's where impersonation becomes a really bad thing. And you read news reports all the time, especially for people impersonating a police officer. But that's not the only one. I have read reports just in the last week. Of course, I was looking for it, but I found reports about people getting tried or arrested for impersonating a police officer, impersonating a doctor, impersonating a lawyer, impersonating a military officer, impersonating a veteran, impersonating an FBI agent, impersonating a public servant, impersonating a college student. Some guy just didn't enroll in college and just started crashing at all his friends' dorm rooms and went into the food place and ate food and, you know, kind of lived there for like a whole semester. And he got charged with impersonating a college student, although those charges were dropped, and he just got charged with theft for stealing all the dorm food without paying for it. Impersonating a priest, impersonating a celebrity, which, you know, not the celebrity impersonators who do it for fun, but someone trying to get something out of that. Impersonating a child. You see that with online stuff. You see that people impersonating a child, not being tried for that usually, but sometimes. Usually they're caught by somebody who is also impersonating a child, but to catch the child impersonator, like law enforcement. And actors do impersonations, or they portray other characters all the time. So they're not in trouble for that. We do that thing willingly suspending our disbelief when we watch movies and we believe these people are them. Johnny Depp was John Dillinger. He wasn't, but you know, you're like, you want to believe he, John Dillinger, acted like that, and he didn't. But you know, you want to think like that. So impersonations can be fun, but they can also be sinister and creepy, and they're not always a good thing. But impersonation in and of itself, it's not wrong. You just can't take the pretend, consider it real, and then use that real to swindle someone or scare or cheat or steal or gain significant power over somebody else. In this week's Bible reading, there are several instructions. Do you remember all of them? You memorized them while we were reading them? Raise your hand if you paid attention while we were reading today. Raise your hand if you thought about something else. Okay, thank you for being honest. Here's the list of things that's in Ephesians 4 and 5 there, the advice. One is, speak the truth to our neighbors. Be angry, but do not sin. Do not let the sun go down on your anger. You've heard that one before, right? That's one that sticks. Be angry, but do not sin, not always, but sometimes. Speak the truth to our neighbors. I mean, speaking the truth is good. Do not make room for the devil. There's a song that made that famous. What was it? My mommy told me something a little girl should know. It's all about the devil, and I've learned to... You don't know the song, so... It's Let the Sun Shine In. So let the sun shine in. Face it with a grin. Smilers never lose. Sing along. And frowners never win. So let the sun shine in. Face it with a grin. Just open up your heart and let the sun shine in. And there's all about when I forget to say my prayers, the devil jumps with glee, but he feels so awful, awful when he sees me on my knees. So that's do not make... Make room for the devil. Inspired that song, I think. Thieves must give up stealing. Okay. Let the labor of their work honestly, let them have something to serve the needy with. Let no evil talk come out of your mouths, but only what is useful for building up. Okay, all of us break this one. We don't always talk about everything that's useful for building up. Maybe it's not evil, but we're all capable of nasty stuff, right? Saying nasty things to other people. Do not grieve the Holy Spirit of God is really what was in there. Do not grieve. I mean, don't do things that would make God go, oh, which is pretty much everything that we do, right? Except for the times that we don't. Put away from you all bitterness and wrath and anger and wrangling and slander. Wow. The wrath and the wrangling and the slander, maybe the anger and the bitterness, that's a hard one. But there's the advice right there. Be kind to one another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another. Great advice, difficult to do. Then the last one, be imitators of God as beloved children and live in love. And I think that last one, be imitators of God, encompasses all of the ones before and maybe any that come afterwards. It's kind of like it fits in with those two rules. Being imitators of God means you love God and love others. Be imitators of God. In the children's sermon and then earlier in the sermon, I talked about there's similarities between... Well, I didn't quite talk about it, but I started to with the kids. There's similarities between impersonation and imitation. And there are definitions that overlap with them. They really do. But I want to draw a distinction, but first say that here's the synonyms. They're synonyms in the dictionary, but since they're not the same, I'm going to draw the distinction here. Like impersonate, to assume the character or appearance of, or to imitate the appearance, voice, or manner of. Like what the puppets were doing. Impersonations. Like what Frank Caliendo does, like what Rich Little does. Or to imitate, I like this one, to copy the manner or style, or to take as a model. Or to copy the actions, appearance, manners, and speech of. That's more impersonation. But to assume the character or appearance of, we're going to use that for impersonation, and to copy the manner or style, or to use as a model for imitate. There's a negative thing with imitation, too. You know, like when you say imitation is just a cheap copy of, that's an imitation of. But we're using the positive, to imitate something. And because I'm sure that when it says be imitators of God, it doesn't mean be fake copies, really cheap-looking, not good things like God. It's use God as a model for how you act. That's it. I've heard the phrase that imitation is the sincerest form of flattery. You've heard that before? Have you ever heard impersonation is the sincerest form of flattery? It's usually sincerest, or imitation is the sincere. I don't know what it's, impersonation is, means that you're famous and someone's impersonating you. I don't know what it is. But the only time I've ever seen impersonation is the sincerest form of flattery, it's when somebody wrote it wrong. They mistook the words in there. But the instructions we have from our Bible reading isn't impersonate God, because that's not a good thing. I mean, it just put it right there. Impersonating God, you hear that with sometimes doctors. In the whole cloning debate, you ever heard the phrase, they're playing God? And really, in some ways, doctors are always playing God like that. I mean, trying to help people heal when their body is not helping them to heal. But we hear that always in a negative context. They're playing God, they can't do that. But imitating God, that can be, should be a good thing. So, being imitators of God. Now you get to put your thinking caps on. School is starting soon, so I can use the thinking cap term. Put your thinking cap on, Doug. Oh, you see, close your eyes and you're thinking. Other people do this and tie it. When you were a kid and your teacher said, put your thinking cap on, what did you do? You actually did that? Yeah, put it on there? Or you just closed your eyes? Who put an actual imaginary cap on? I did. What was yours, pointy? Mine was pointy. It was always pointy. I don't know why. It just was. And how many of you just pretended? How many thought your teacher was being silly? But you still thought, didn't you? So we're going to put our thinking caps on and think. How does one copy the manner or style of, or take as a model, God? And you can shout things out as they come into your mind. Being imitators of God. How do you copy the manner or style of, or take as a model, God? Jesus. Act like Jesus. That could be being a model. Remember, it's not about playing God, but rather having God as a model for the way we conduct ourselves. How could you conduct yourselves using God as a model? Observe the golden rule. And by observe, it's not just look at, it's do it, right? Yeah. I just like to play with that there. Observe the golden rule. What else? Forgive others. Generous. What else?
Helpful.
Did you say help?
Yeah, helpful.
Help others. What else? I'm glad nobody's saying, smite your neighbor, you know, and things like that. Send fire down from heaven to burn up the ground. No, that's good. There's some Old Testament stuff where someone could bring that up, but that's not the nature of God as we know it. If God is love, it works that way. It's also, imitating God isn't about having power over. It's never about having power over as it applies to us, but rather letting the power within, God's power, inspire us to love and good works. And inspiring us to love and good works is something from either Hebrews or James. Let God inspire you to love and good works. What if you wanted to make it a competition and you wanted to act like God? This is a New Testament thing. Yeah, it's try to outdo one another with love and good works. Not fight each other, but it becomes almost a competition. Like one teacher that my daughter had in fifth grade said, I am going to out-thank you every kid. I'm going to teach them to say thank you by out-thank-you-ing them. So the teacher was constantly talking about thank you and would say thank you to the kids and genuinely say it. So there's where the competition comes in. It's not the kind of competition that you win a gold medal for, but what if you were trying to out-thank you somebody? And not in a silly way, but you're trying to out-thank you everyone you meet. Continually, genuinely say thank you to people. Continually, genuinely do things that are about love and good works. That's where kind of a competition comes. What else? Patience. How much patience does God have? Lots. Yeah. Do we? Now we're using God as a model. I know it's going to be really tough to reach the exact because we can't do that. But showing patience is a great one for using God as a model. What else? back to that points thing, or the points thing, the competition, it isn't about points, by the way. And getting it right in imitating God does not score us points, and getting it wrong does not lose us points. It's not why we do this imitation thing. Why do you think we do the imitation thing? Why? Why do you think? It's a very quick answer. Why do we do what we do? Okay, but that's an answer. It is a why, but it's less than that. Why do we imitate God? Because we love Him is another reason, but I want even less than that. Another close there, but I want less than that. Just because, there you go. Why do we imitate God? It's because it's what we do. It's that whole branches on a tree thing. Why does a branch grow fruit? Because it does. It doesn't do it because it loves the tree or it has faith in the tree. It just does. As followers of God, we imitate God because that's what we do. No reason kind of necessary, right? I wrote some down here. Maybe they'll inspire you with a few more. Let's see. Be creators instead of destroyers. You had one about generosity, so I added to it, be givers instead of takers or hoarders. I'm doing the point counterpoint there. Be comforters instead of stressors. Be people of peace instead of people of war. Be welcomers instead of people who make others feel unwelcome or unwanted. Be acceptors instead of rejectors. What else are you thinking of? Be holy. Be holy. Be set apart. Be holy. On the Sabbath day, keep the Sabbath day holy. Rest. God had a good idea with this whole Sabbath thing when He said rest. 1 out of 7 days, rest. Because if you're working 7 days, you're going to burn yourself out quick. I mean, there's the logistical part of that. Take a day off. God said. It was a good idea. Yes. The Sabbath officially is on Saturday. We kind of switched it to Sunday because Sabbath just means seven. And so Sunday, in celebration of the resurrection of Jesus, is why most churches celebrate on Sunday now. But the intention behind, remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy, is 1 day out of 7, keep that one set aside for you to rest, because God rested 1 out of 7 days, and it's a good idea. What else? Then you won't be tired? Yeah, you won't be tired if you get to rest. Any others? I've got be lovers instead of haters or people who don't care at all. What's worse, hating or not caring? Yeah, I think apathy is killer. Hating something, you know, we've got all the political stuff going on now, and we've got Congress people talking to each other, and then people in the public forum talking about stuff, and healthcare is the big one now, and I don't know. I mean, there's a lot of nasty talk going on about stuff, and it bothers me. But I think what bothers me even more is people who are like, I don't care. Just like church. I don't like it when people are fighting in church. I don't like it when there's anger in church. But I also really, it really bothers me when nobody cares at all about something. That takes the wind out of your sails. There's energy in discussion. And I think that from a political standpoint and then from a spiritual standpoint in church, when we have disagreements about stuff, we ought to be able to sit down and talk about them, you know, without yelling and screaming and calling things nasty names and all that kind of stuff. I think that's what our politicians need to learn how to do. They've needed to learn how to do it for years and years and years and years. In the last probably 10 years, it's gotten worse, but it's come and gone. And boy, you look at some of the things that happened during the Lincoln election. Man, there was some nasty talk about stuff and stuff made up all over the place. So there's nothing new under the sun when it comes to that. But we got to be able to, as imitators of God, disagree without screaming and yelling and calling names and saying that so-and-so is evil or so-and-so is evil and nasty names like that. We just, Imitators of God don't do that. Imitators of God disagree and they discuss and have rational discussions and try to find a common ground. And if they can't, they agree to disagree and we kind of move on from there. There's my little political rant for the day. Anything else you can think of how we can imitate God? Politically rant. No. Well, your challenge for this week, not just this week, but this week is always a good starting point for a challenge, is to think about, to pray about, to discover what it is that drives you to God, what draws you to God, what drives you to serve God, and then be imitators. Let's pray. Thank you, God, for examples. Examples of love and care and tenderheartedness and giving, generosity, all of these things that you give us examples of. Help us to be imitators of you. Amen.